Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now at 7:05, time to take five with number five in our spot every Thursday or Friday with Sean Landetta, sponsored by A1 VIP Entertainment. And it's based in New York. The best tickets to anything, sports and concerts and Broadway. Mr. Landetta, how you be?
Very good, sir. How are you, Steve?
Well, we're doing okay on this Friday evening, Sean. And again, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time. Let me start with the team that has a bye this week. So we know, as I said earlier, they're not going to end up with a loss, which is a good thing. They've never lost during their bye week, and they won't this week. Kyle Lauletta. If you were management, if you were the head coach, if you were Gettleman or John Mara, would you, and if you were thinking of possibly after the bye week starting Lauletta instead of Eli Manning just to see what he looks like against the 49ers, not a good team, and last night notwithstanding, they took on an awful Raiders team that just gave up and has no defense to begin with. What would your thinking be about starting a Kyle Lauletta in that game against the 49ers in a week from this weekend after what Lauletta happened to go through this week with his car?
Well, certainly I would not start him in that game. I mean, that was a terrible incident he went through. I'm surprised he has not made a statement yet to the press, either at practice or on his own. Certainly, that'd be the first thing I would have him do if I were the Giants, and I'm sure they're talking about that. But I would go ahead and start Eli. I think he gives you the best chance to win. I understand there's no playoffs this year, and you want to look at the young guys, but I'd go ahead and start Eli, play him, see how the game goes, and then maybe in the second half at some point, I'd put Lauletta in if I didn't think I had a chance to win. You mentioned the Raiders. They were awful last night. If it was a situation where, you know, you're losing by 21 points, I'd put the young guy in. But I would start Eli in San Francisco a week from Monday night.
But your thinking is that sometime during the course of this season, playoffs notwithstanding, you would play Lauletta. You would either, would you start him when you decide he's ready to go? I mean, he hasn't even been dressing. You know, I think right now the penalty, and I say this a little bit, Sean, with tongue in cheek, I think the penalty right now for Lauletta, until we hear otherwise, is that his clipboard and his headphones are going to be taken away. But he's not even suiting up. Bottom line is, would you get him ready for a start or coming in for the sake of conversation here at halftime?
I would not start him until he has proven to me on the practice field that he is more than ready to handle a whole playbook's worth of plays. As you said, he hasn't been dressing. He is a rookie, and even though they're 1-7 and they're not going to have a winning season, I'd still go out there with Eli and try and win every game. Now, I absolutely would play him. I would put him in the second half of a lot of games. Maybe towards the end of the year I would start him, but the next four or five games I would absolutely start Eli and then maybe put him in the second half.
Yeah, and of course, Kim Jones, and I alluded to this a little while ago when we started at 6:30, Sean. Kim Jones, this afternoon with the Three Amigos, brought up a very interesting point with him because it happened 2-3 days in a row with the driving incident and the police. If you're the backup quarterback, per se, if you're Kyle Lauletta, why are you driving in a situation where you're doing what you are doing, and dangerously so, when you could be starting or playing sometime soon within the next couple of weeks? Why are you putting yourself in position to drive like that, showing up late? Wouldn't you want to show up, you would think, a couple of hours early to let everybody know that, yes, you're paying attention, you're getting to work well early, certainly before you're even supposed to, because you want to get yourself into good stead with anybody and everybody who may give you the chance to play. What was he thinking?
Well, I don't know, Steve. I mean, certainly everybody should be there early, and especially the quarterbacks, and especially if you're a guy who may get a start now because your team's not playing well. You know, don't know exactly what happened. What was reported sounded very awful. Don't know if it's just a young man who's 22, 23, and maybe used to driving a little bit loosely. I don't know what it was, but certainly it was a bad thing that happened. I hope he can put it behind him, and when he gets a chance to play in the future, I hope he does well.
Okay. Miami and the Jets, give me your take on this game. And I'm having a little bit of fun with the developing with the New York Jets, because let's face it, yes, developing is good. Fight is good. Positives, I guess, in a sea of negative when you're not looking very good and the offense is stalled and there isn't much help for a Sam Darnold. We have to see development because we're not seeing wins. Give me your take with a developing New York Jets team taking on Miami.
Well, I think certainly things are coming along well for them. I mean, their record's not what they want it to be, but listen, they have a 21-year-old starting a quarterback who's making strides. Anybody who thinks he's going to be Aaron Rodgers overnight is fooling themselves. I mean, every week he plays, he gets more experience. Certainly the rest of the team has picked up behind him in certain games, but here's another chance for him to grow some more. They played the Dolphins early in the year in New York and didn't play very well. I was at that game, and certainly they were not the better team. But let's see how they've progressed and how he's progressed, you know, facing a team that's pretty good in Miami.
All right, let me ask you about with the Saints and the Rams. Now, we may have at stake here home field throughout, or home field, yeah, definitely home field throughout. Because you have the Rams are undefeated, the Saints only have one loss. Give me your take on this one.
Well, that probably is the game of the week. I mean, these are two teams that could face each other in the NFC Championship game. Drew Brees is playing at a level that even for him, he's never played at through eight games. I think it might be an NFL record, the greatness he has shown through the first 8 weeks of an NFL season. And the Rams, listen, I mean, if they don't lose this game, they may not lose a game. I mean, they just have a complete team. They keep adding to their team. And for any football fans, that's a must-watch game.
Yeah, and the Rams last week, let's face it, the Ty Montgomery and the fumble on the kickoff and never giving Aaron Rodgers a chance to come back and pull off another late fourth quarter miracle and win the game. And they get rid of Ty Montgomery. This is what happens when you fumble the kickoff. The bottom line is that the Rams, and you're talking about what everybody else is talking about, that if they win this game, that they could go through the season undefeated. But Drew Brees, he gets, you know, and we know about the Rams' defense. They got Fowler and they got Aaron Donald with his sacks. And they have a very, very tough defense, well-balanced team. But I like Drew Brees. He gets rid of that football right now. He may not be the youngest quarterback in the game, that's for sure. But he gets rid of that football right away. And, Sean, he is tough at home. I like the Saints.
Well, most people do, and I agree with what you're saying. They play so well at home. I mean, you know, some people forget the way he played up here against the Giants. If he played every game that way, where I think he had 220 yards or so and maybe one or no touchdowns, no one would even talk about him. But at home, they're magic. They play so well in that dome, and he is one of the best quarterbacks ever. I think he's a Hall of Famer. And, you know, let's see if they're able to continue their dominance of playing so well at home and maybe beating the best team in the NFL in the Rams.
And we'll close on that because we have to. We'll do it again next week. Thanks a lot, Sean. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Steve.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.